Two committees have been set up to investigate the legalities or otherwise of the actions by the police at Chifoprasu leading to the death of two persons in the River Pra last Friday. The committees were set up by the Regional Coordinating Council and the Police Administration. They have 1 week to submit their report to the Regional Coordinating Council and the Police Administration for necessary sanctions to be taken. Our correspondent Kinsley Nanabuedu has filed this report.
The committees were made known at Chifoprasu yesterday when the RegSec members led by the Regional Minister Samuel Sapon and the police administration, represented by COP John Kudalo, visited the town to express their condolences to the bereaved families and also find out more about the situation. According to an eyewitness, Adam Freeman, seven men were on the Pra River during Galamsey when a team of police arrived at the scene. Upon seeing the police, the young men started diving into the river. According to Freeman, he heard a gunshot followed by a shout from the river that "they have killed me." He then heard another shout by the police team calling on the members to take cover. Five of the seven alleged Galamsey operators escaped while the two were found dead in the river. But the police have denied shooting anybody, claiming they did not go after Galamsey operators by some criminals, including weed smokers. The regional minister Samuel Sapon, his deputy Queen Sapoku Asoya, and the IGP's representative COP John Kudalo and the RegSec members first called on the Omahene of the area of Bempong Apia Nyama and made known their mission. They also interacted with the people of Chifoprasu. He assured them of government resolve to get to the bottom of the matter and let justice be done. Reports picked on the sidelines is in sharp contradiction to that of the police. The Omahene of the area, Bempong Apia Nyama, and the DCE of Chofo, Etimokwa Bosman Osei, accused the police of their involvement in the Galamsey operations in the area. According to them, most of the police people even have Galamsey machines which they use in hiring and sometimes going on these Galamsey operations themselves. He called for a mass transfer of the police officers in the area. According to the chief and the DCE, most of them have been in the area for the past 20 years and have therefore been compromising their professional duties. The terms of reference for the two committees is to investigate the legalities or otherwise of the action by the police leading to the death of the two young men. They have 1 week to present their report to the Regional Coordinating Council and the IGP respectively. From Chifoprasu, Kingsley Nanabuedu reporting for Radio Ghana.